All this week, BBC Radio Devon is hoping you can give an hour to help someone use a computer for the first time. Latest research shows 36% of people over 55 in Devon don't know how to get online and use the internet. Many of our sports websites are hugely popular, and one of the most influential in recent months has been Passotti.co.uk, which is otherwise known as the Plymouth Argyle Supporters on the Internet. Shortly before the good news, we reported yesterday that businessman James Brent's offer to buy the club had been accepted, Caroline Adams went to meet the site's co-owner Ian Newell, who works closely with the Supporters Trust.
There we go, Chris. Calling the Green Army, you are needed again.
How many views have we got now?
5,762 people.
Ian, is that typical, that you get that many viewings and that many hits?
It is typical, but what's happened in the last few months is the Trust have decided to use Passotti as a conduit to use their strength and their membership, so it's actually got increasingly more important for every Argyle fan to look at Passotti, and the Trust have used it, as I say, as a sounding board, and they, Chris, went on there, asked for help, said, right, okay, tomorrow afternoon there'll be several hundred of us turning up at the Council House, as Chris intended, to just lobby our support for the council to make the right decision.
Chris, how big a role has Passotti played for you with the Trust?
In terms of communications, it's played the biggest role of all the things we do. We obviously use more modern stuff like Twitter and Facebook, but for example, prior to using Passotti, the Trust would have a meeting at the Guildhall, and we'd have maybe 150, 200 diehards who would turn up. But once we changed that, and we almost, in terms, really become took on an unofficial partnership with Passotti for our promotions, we've had meetings of over 600 people on Tuesday night, 700 people on a Saturday afternoon.
And some very poignant experiences as a result of Passotti, people coming together, unlikely groups of people coming together as well, Ian.
Yeah, we decided several months ago to back a contingency plan from James Brent, hopefully the new owner, very soon. And there are 10 or 15 people that sort of volunteered for the contingency committee. And I think it's fair to say the mixture of people there is completely unique, and people I wouldn't normally probably even meet or talk to have come to being very good friends through that committee.
And you've had sort of unprompted moments of real generosity as well.
Yes, we did. A situation recently where a young lady decided to do some work for the Trust, pass out some flyers, and then she walked off to the car park to drive home because the ticket prices were too high. I actually caught her walking to a car, asked her what she was doing. She said she couldn't afford to go to the match. I was lucky enough to have a spare ticket on me, so I gave her the ticket. I mentioned this on Passotti on a Monday, and somebody from the Middle East donated a season ticket for that particular young lady. So, as I say, worldwide.
We'd encourage anyone to go on the internet. A good example of that would be my dad, who's 62 now, and hadn't until about a month ago even gone onto the internet, and now he's an avid reader of Passotti because every day he rings me up and questions what I'm posting on there and tells me what I should be saying and should be doing. So just making that first step of getting yourself on there, and everything is user friendly and you can make your own way.
And someone who did just that, got stuck in and really has, is an important part of your campaign now, Sue Pollard?
Yeah, Sue turned up out of the blue when we had a sort of protest meeting at Home Park. This lady, believe it or not, called Sue Pollard, and she's very similar to Sue Pollard in many ways. She turned up with a T-shirt on and saying, what can I do, what can I do? And now she's part of the Green Taverners, which again is a success story for Argyle. She's probably raised £40,000 to £50,000 in orange buckets and can be seen anywhere in the country collecting for Plymouth Argyle.
Someone I need to hear from, I think.
Sue is one of a kind.
On the contact list and that, people that I've never had on my phone before, we actually started with all this Argyle business. Bob Wright, who's another member that helped me with the bucket collections. We've got Brian, who's been very much involved with helping out behind the scenes as well.
Sue, this is a whole new group of people who are not just contacts, but in some cases have become friends as well.
Absolutely, yes, and that because I'm normally a quiet girl. I go along, I watch my match, I get involved, jump up and down, scream at them, whatever it might be and that. But then I would go home at the end of the day. But ever since Argyle's been in the situation that it has been in, I started up a bucket collection, and it wasn't meant to go as far as what it has been taken.
And what role has the internet played for you personally in all of this?
The role of the internet don't normally go on it as such, but you've got the lights of Pizzotti now, where I've met so many people, whether it's just talking via the internet, I've actually met people in real life as well, and every single one of them, they're just fantastic people to be able to get along with, talk with. Of course, we've all got the same subject on our minds, so we can all sort of like relate to what is going on, and it's definitely changed my life.
Sue Pollard, who's become a key fundraiser for Plymouth Argyle and in doing so has gone online, which has, as she says, changed her life. Chris Webb and Ian Newell are offering an hour to 10 fans who might want to get onto the website to find out more about their work. It's always part of the BBC's Give an Hour campaign. And if you have an hour to spend, help friends and family get online, you can visit bbc.co.uk/giveanhour.